Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm. This really could be historic in many ways. I think the largest amount of snowfall that we've had in the city was back in the 1800s, about 5 inches of snow. We believe we've had about 3 to 3.5 inches of accumulation thus far, so we may be well on our way. Here it is, 12:08, and they're talking about this snow falling until 6 or 7 o'clock this evening. And it's probably snowing as hard as it has snowed all day long. Joining us on the line, Craig Jacquemine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Because when your power goes off, Craig comes on. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how are you, man?
Doing well. You know, I say this all the time. Best investment I ever made was that generator. You have the comfort of knowing that if there's a power interruption, that you are going to have power. Any particular challenges, Craig, when we have an event like this?
Well, no, I can tell you right now, the challenge is I'm going to be in Louisiana right now playing in the snow with everybody else. Yeah. We're in Nashville. It's just freezing cold. There's no snow at the Generac Conference, you know, to accept our top 100 dealer award. And, you know, like I said, right now, you know, we're talking with the dealers and, you know, so let me step out this class and get on the radio for. And they're laughing because they said, Craig, it's 4 inches of snow. Y'all don't have any snow plows down there in Louisiana?
No.
I said, no. I said, if we did, it's probably broken or something like that. You know, it might be.
Well, we do, Craig. They got some from somebody up north. And the governor of the state of Arkansas has lent us snow plows and salt spreaders. So we're in pretty
That's
good
awesome.
Shape at the present time. But the snow, I'm going to tell you, you've not seen anything like this.
I'll put it this way. I had to go get a battery and put my phone on charge because the text message I'm getting between, you know, employees and friends and family, and it's I want to be back home right now.
So, Craig, any you know, essential advice as it relates to generators? We've had very few outages thus far. The temperature has been kind of hanging around at 29, 30 degree. But tomorrow is going to be something different. In fact, we're looking at not getting above freezing, but for about 4 hours and then being in the low 20s through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Any particular challenges relative to generator equipment?
Yeah, I mean, like right now we have customers that, you know, they have the red lights on and they're going out checking them, even though we've been trying to get them in service plans for the last year. Now they all of a sudden, hey, you know, we need our generator service. So that's just not going to happen right now because the roads aren't safe. And our team's monitoring it. But, you know, what homeowners can do is go out there and, you know, make sure it's got the green light or go ahead and hit the manual button, make sure it starts up and let it run for a few minutes. And this is why it's important, why we like to see these generators exercise once a week. You know, that way we can make sure that they're starting up, that the fluid's moving around, especially for something like this. One question that we kept getting a lot of phone calls about was, do homeowners have to wrap their natural gas lines or propane lines? Not particularly in Louisiana. It's not like we're going to be freezing weather for weeks and days, you know. It's just there's really no water in the gas line. They might have a little moisture in there, but it's nothing that's going to hurt the generators. But the biggest thing is that if you do have a generator with a battery or something won't crank up, turn over. I would say a 26R battery. You can find those at your local AutoZones and Walmart and things like that. I don't know if they're open or not right now. I doubt it. But if you would need that, oil would be 5W30 full synthetic. Right now it's just kind of at this point where, you know, if you weren't prepped for this, it's kind of, you're kind of stuck. I mean, that's like the joke what we're kind of telling the guys up here is, look, Category 5 hurricane, we're running around, you know. Snow, we're inside. You know, it's just we're not equipped for it. I mean, vehicles aren't. So, but once things get safe to where our team can make drive around, we're gonna go after and start repairing generators and doing what we have to do. But right now, it's just sitting by waiting. The roads are safe and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unusual circumstance, something that we don't see very often, right? And obviously has unique challenges. Anything else relative to, you talked about condensation in the gas lines, but as it relates to anything that there, is there anything that they could do like right now? So, for example, I'm sure there are people that put a cover on their generator. I can't imagine that would be recommended, right?
No, I mean, the biggest thing is that, you know, right now, look, and it's even crazy to even say this, right? And I have a winter guide that's on my, on our website, it's craigselectrical.com. And we actually have a winter guideline that's actually based on what we see up north. And part of that right now is that you want to go out there and, if there's snow accumulating around that generator, push it back 3 feet because you don't want it getting sucked in like 3 feet all the way around the generator.
Right.
That's one thing that I never even thought with this. I'd have this conversation, but it looks like you're probably going to have, just from what the weather's saying, at least maybe 8 inches, up to 8 inches of snow.
Right.
And depending on when the wind blows, you know, you get these snow, what they call a snowdrift. You're just going to have piles of snow that's just going to be accumulated higher in areas, especially hitting against the generator. Like when it's going to accumulate, you want to clear 3 feet around that generator because you have the exhaust, you have the intake, and you have actually another intake in the back with a stator and rotor that what pulls the air and kind of keep that part of that generator cool, and that's what produces electricity. So that would be my recommendation, is get the snow off the lid and clear 3 feet around.
And you can just do it with a broom, right? You can just take a broom
correct.
And do that.
Yeah. I think the snow right now is more that powder. Come tomorrow, once it heats up and it freezes again, people are going to see a different type of snow. You know, they're going to see where it's going to be a lot harder. It's slick. It's a different type of snow. You know, right now is the snow from like the snowball. You know, it's real fine. You know, it's just nice. But
yeah.
Now go ahead and out there. As soon as you get the opportunity, get out there and clear 2 feet around it, generate. And then also one thing that you got to be careful is if you have electric heat and you have two AC unit, you know, two HVAC units. Watch the heaters, the electric heat, because it will trip a generator if that's some of the calls that we're getting as well. You know, the heaters are turning on, you know, so I would say, you know, maybe run the heat upstairs for a little while and run the downstairs a little bit, you know, and just kind of alternate it. I mean, that's really, it's
because the heater side of the AC actually draws more amps.
That is correct. Yep. Yeah, that is correct. You know, I mean, even with, you know, that's what I wanted to tell you about, even like with these portable space heaters, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, most of those space heaters average about, you know, 12 and a half, 13 amps. You know, if you got to watch plugging those in, because if you trip a breaker, you know, you have to go outside and you're going to have to reset the breaker, you know, and so, I mean, you have to watch what you, and even, you know, just when it comes to heaters and things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of winter stuff that we don't really pay attention to, but now it's, you know, probably a once-in-a-lifetime storm, you know, we're dealing with right now.
Exactly. Let's go to Tom on line one. Has a question for you, Craig. Tom, out in St. Bernard. Go ahead.
Yes, Noel, thank you. I'm thinking about getting one of these generators. I have a question about the infrastructure supplying natural gas to these in an emergency. There was a story on last time there was an outage on one of the local stations where they actually had to cut natural gas. I think it was in Jefferson Parish because of the increased use of everyone going to these standby generators now, hold house generators right now. Does anyone see a problem with this in the future? I mean, if we get one of these generators and you're not able to use them because the natural gas is being cut off by the utility company.
Correct.
Well, you don't really see that. I mean, right now, you don't have a widespread outage. You know, usually you'll see those type of issues when you have like a Hurricane Ida, where you have a massive amount of power outage, right? And you have a lot of people using generators and things like that. But the utility companies, they monitor the pressure that's going into these into the gas lines from the city side, the utility side, and it's usually about 80 pounds sitting on the utility side, and it goes through a regulator and drops down to ounces of pressure. But you know, as far as like a widespread outage, you're not going to really have that with this storm. I know the one article that came out, and it was when the news was down, I think the Thibodaux area, and it was an older neighborhood that had smaller gas lines. And one of the biggest things that you see is that people will go put generators in without being permitted. And when they don't have a permit, there's no way for the utility companies to be able to track that you do have a generator that's going to use 300,000 BTU, right? And mm-hmm. So if you have one that's using 300,000, that's not accounted for in another one, it will put some pressure on the system. But Atmos and Energy are very good at trying to adjust those pressures and watch them coming out from their gas plants. So, you know, it's the old areas, the older neighborhoods, where you do see these common issues of lack of gas pressure, which you're saying. But it is a common issue, but it's in a lot of older neighborhoods and, you know, more rural areas.
What I'm looking at right now is I'm not worried about this kind of outage right here and this kind of weather. What I'm worried about is a hurricane when we have these major outages, when we lose whole sections and everyone is going to these generators now and even converting the little standby generators like I have over from gasoline to natural gas. With the increased use, I see a problem, and I don't know if I want to go ahead and commit to getting a system like this if there's going to be a problem in the future for a major outage.
Well, Craig, I got to imagine you would recommend that Tom speak to the gas provider. He's in St. Bernard to gain a better understanding of what their capacity is, right?
And that is correct, yeah. I mean, it's in the areas where it's more, where you have more populated, you know, it's more populated, you don't really have those issues. It's you know, I had a friend of mine that lived out in Paulina, and he lived in this new neighborhood, and, you know, he lived further back in the neighborhood, and after Hurricane Ida, he was having issues with his generator with gas pressure. But come to find out, there's this, you know, 8 or 12-inch line that's across the street, and what was supplying the neighborhood was only a 4-inch line. So you basically had a bottleneck, and eventually they came back and pulled that out and matched the gas line up. It was proper for that neighborhood, and that solved the issue. So they are aware of the issue. So when areas do have lack of gas pressure, they go to work and they want to get out there.
They're in the business of selling gas.
Exactly. Right. So they're going to get out there and take care of that. So I would definitely contact a utility company, especially the area that you're in, and talk to them about it. You know, and see what they recommend. And like I said, they might tell you, look, instead of going with a low pressure gas meter, let's go with a high pressure gas meter. So there are alternatives that we can do to make sure that you don't have utility issues with your gas coming into your home.
And my experience, Craig, is that they have been, at least in Jefferson Parish, very responsive.
Yes. Yeah, Atmos and Energy are very good. I mean, that's one thing I have to say is on the gas side, they're very responsive, you know. And the thing is that, you know, we've been in business long enough to where we have direct contacts to, you know, supervisors and things like that. So it makes things a lot better, you know, for all of us.
Final thoughts, Craig?
I just mean, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy making memories with your family. And, you know, look, those that don't have a generator and, you know, stay warm. And if you do lose power. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime storm. You know, if you have family and friends and, you know, go out there and make the snowman and take the pictures and post them on Facebook. And, you know, I'm sitting up here in Nashville watching. I'm going to have fun, so.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on finishing again in the top 100 Generac dealers in the country. We appreciate all that you do. We appreciate the partnership that you have with us here at WWL, and continued success to you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Newland. Look, I really appreciate the opportunity, you know, at WWL and you as well, and, you know, our customers. We wouldn't be where we're at without you guys. So, well, thank you again, and, you know, thank you guys when I received the award tonight.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay warm. Craig Giacomon, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back after the break, we will visit with Ghassan Corbin, the executive director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Stay with us. Welcome back for continuing coverage of the winter storm. Historic snow here in New Orleans. Truly an anomaly and presents a bunch of really kind of difficult conditions for a lot of our infrastructure. And speaking of infrastructure, we're joined by Ghassan Corbin, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. Ghassan, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel.
So
thanks for having me.
Here we are again, Ghassan, talking in the middle of a weather event, and this one's a little strange. One you're used to because you came from up north. So what are the kind of different challenges that this presents to our infrastructure?
Well, to be honest with you, this is unreal, and it's as real of a storm as, you know, by Milwaukee standards even. So this is to be taken seriously, obviously. But the differences are our infrastructure here is a little bit more vulnerable to this kind of weather, and especially the temperature. It's just more susceptible to freezing, a lot of homes that are raised, a lot of pipes that are exposed. So obviously that poses the biggest challenge for us in terms of frozen pipes, bursting pipes that obviously then increase the consumption and tax our supply. So far so good in terms of our ability to provide enough water for the city. It looks like people are home and using water, but it's nothing highly unusual. We're running about 146 million gallons from the East Bank, and then about maybe 12 to 13 on the West Bank. So it's steady and manageable so far. So we appreciate folks here heeding to not over running their faucets. Not excessive running of water obviously causes the biggest issue for us.
Have y'all had many calls relative to pipes bursting?
We have not. And again, it, you know, the temperatures start dropping, you know, overnight, and it takes a while. You know, you need a long time for it to catch up. And I think, again, people are doing what they need to do, even though we haven't had a major snowstorm. We've had cold weather last handful of years, which kind of heightened awareness of what folks need to do to protect their own pipes, and they have been doing it. Again, evident by the, you know, the uptick in consumption and just the minimal number of calls so far. So knock on wood that we'll stay that way. We track low numbers, and we have a couple more days ahead of us, obviously, of continued threat that we need to manage.
Yeah, it's all about temperature, and it's all about water pressure at this point, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, you know, back in 2018, I think before my tenure here, you know, there was an overconsumption. People just ran their faucets way too much, and they just exhausted the supply, and we lost pressure. We just couldn't keep up. And I think, you know, last, again, maybe five or so years, we've learned as a community to manage the situation better by having more controlled, you know, spaghetti thin trickle in one of the faucets, you know, farthest faucet in your house. And it seems to be helping.
Ghassan, a lot of the officials are saying they're really more concerned about tomorrow than today. I think at around midnight, the temperature is going to be about 25, and at 4 a.m., they're projecting 20 degrees, and that's not wind chill. That's actual temperature. And in the low 20s through tomorrow morning, all the way up till about 8 a.m., which that eight-hour period of time is going to be critical for us, right?
Absolutely. We're very concerned. And again, you know, now because people are home, water is being used for multiple purposes. So, you know, the threat of frozen pipes is low. It's the concern is when, you know, people go to sleep, what happens in that, you know, very critical 8 to 10 hours. That's why it's very important to find that one faucet and make sure that to run it. Again, you know, we can't overemphasize spaghetti thin. You don't need to gush the water out, because all you need is to keep that water moving in your pipes to prevent it from freezing. But yeah, you're right. The next overnight is going to be very critical, and obviously you need to watch for, you know, on your own property, make sure that you're aware of a pipe bursting. And if that is the case, you know, by now hopefully everybody would have found their valve, you know, the first access point to your house where water enters in. There's a main valve that you can shut off and contain that leak, and obviously call a plumber as soon as you can to rectify. From our perspective, obviously we're relying on folks to call us, call 52 Water, if they see a water main break in the roadway. That's what we're obviously focusing on. We need to attend to those as soon as possible, and we need, obviously, the eyes and ears of our customers to call us and alert us of such breaks. We haven't had many calls, and again, we suspect, you know, overnight may be very critical, and it's going to might bring us more, you know, higher number of breaks. So tomorrow is going to be a challenging one.
We talked about temperature. Let's talk about pressure. What is the key element in keeping the system in balance for you guys?
So obviously it all starts with our ability to not only produce water but also pump it. So we had a small issue yesterday. We had to call a board water advisory in very smaller parts, you know, extremities of the city and the east side of the city. By the way, that board water advisory has been lifted about a couple minutes ago. All samples came back negative, so we're good to go with that. So it starts with our ability to start with about 70 pound per square inch, 70 PSI, and then just, you know, obviously supply the system throughout the city. And it's a balance. It's if we stay around 150 MGDs during tonight, the day, tomorrow, we should be okay. The 15 to 20, maybe 15 in the West Bank, that's a good balance for us. Obviously, if it exceeds it, we're going to start, you know, lacking in supply and matching the demand, and that's when you see the pressure drop. So, again, it's all about, I mean, we're in good place. We have a lot of folks staged in the critical places to obviously optimize response time and if needed. So we stand very good and ready today. And again, it takes us doing our job, but it also takes folks at home not overreacting and not overrunning the water.
I guess one thing that helps the balance, right, is that the commercial draw on the system is probably minimal. Most places closed, right?
Yes, that definitely helped. Obviously, the tourism industry or space is low. Obviously, that's helping. But also, a lot of people are home and, cooking and doing laundry and such. So it's, so far, we haven't seen a drop by any means. I mean, we've seen an uptick, so that means there's people are using water, which is good. And, again, if we stay where we are today, and people continue to do what they need to do judiciously, I think we should be fine.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us today and providing us with this information, and I am certain that we will be checking in with you guys over the next 24 hours. And stay safe, stay warm, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Ghassan Corbin, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, folks. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Come back, folks. We are joined by Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, and Sheriff Joe LoPinto from Jefferson Parish. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Joe, we just got some alerts from NOLA Ready. Dave was looking at them, saying that there's been a number of accidents, more and more people heading to the streets. What has your experience been in Jefferson Parish?
We have not seen an increase. I got the same alert. I think they're putting it out statewide. Certainly, as the day gets through, you're going to have more people that venture out on the road. We want you to stay on the road, but we're not seeing a lot of traffic at all in Jefferson Parish right now. Most people are staying home. I'm really worried about it tomorrow and actually even Thursday morning. I think you're going to have some melt that's going to come along tomorrow, which is going to put water on the road and then it'll refreeze tomorrow night. And I think you'll have a lot of ice. Right now it's kind of snow, and because it started snowing with the cold weather, you don't have a lot of ice on the roadway, but I think that's going to really change tomorrow, if I had to take a guess.
So, Dave, what exactly were we hearing from the EOC?
Yeah, they sent out the alert that says the number of accidents being reported is increasing. First responders urge you to stay off the roads in snow ice impacted areas until conditions improve. And the last thing we want, clearly, is to overburden our first responders and to make them unnecessarily have to venture out in this. Yeah, they have big vehicles. Yeah, they have fire trucks and ambulances. But when you get this much snow and you don't have salt and you don't have plows and you don't have any way to clear it, it doesn't matter what vehicle you're in and how much grip or how many tires you have pulling. When it's this slippery, if that whole thing starts sliding. So I think the key message is, don't put anybody else in danger because you are tired of sitting at home or because you want to shoot a TikTok video to share on the internet with TikTok.
Joe,
TikTok.
Joe, you shot your TikTok video yet?
I don't have TikTok, but certainly my son has been taking care of Snapchat and everything else in between jumping out in the snow. And to go back on that, Noel, I mean, you and I both know as young policemen, if I had to go out and write an accident in this weather, I guarantee I'm writing a person every ticket I can in the book.
Yeah,
so
I ain't
stay
happy.
Home, stay off the street.
That's
right
for
now,
sure. This might be a little bit better than a driving rainstorm, but not much.
Not much, no. And so if you make me come out in this weather, you're going to get some tickets. And remind anybody, if they do something really stupid and have to go to jail today, the judges aren't working until the end of the week. So you're not getting a bond anytime soon. So I'd stay out of trouble.
One deputy told me, if I have to go out in this, I'm going to end up in the ditch just like you. The difference is I'll have pretty lights on while I'm stuck in the ditch because I had to respond to you being stuck in the ditch because, yeah, we just don't have the infrastructure and the equipment to properly prepare roads. I mean, I know, you know, up in Chicago right now, they have a negative 30 wind chill with snow on the ground, but they also have a huge infrastructure of plows and salting trucks and snow blowers and so on and so forth. We just don't have it here, and there's just no way to make these conditions safe for people to be out and about.
No, it's not. I mean, we were dealing with the airport, same thing, although there is some de-icing capabilities here at the airport. Most of the airlines actually don't have crews that have the ability to even utilize the de-icing equipment. So, I mean, everything was shut down today for us. We hope to get back up and up running tomorrow by midday. But you never know when it's going to actually shut back down again. But right now, it's certainly not safe to be on the road. It's not safe to fly. Just enjoy it. Take some pictures. As I said, I'm actually home cooking. I'm having gumbo for lunch, having a rump roast for dinner. I'm going to watch 10 inches of fat grow while I watch 10 inches of snow fall, you know, so they're great.
Joe, are you hearing
direct
much?
Correlation.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Are you hearing anything about power outages in Jefferson?
No, I haven't gotten any alerts from EOC on that. I called a little while ago to check on accidents. I have not received any widespread, and normally I get an email on that. And I checked that right before I came on the air with you. So I don't really have any widespread outages. I'm sure you can have a few. But as I said earlier, with this wind pushing the snow off of the branches, it's less of a problem right now. It's when you have that heavy, wet snow that's accumulating on the branches that break it. And this is really a fine dust. Although it's coming in a bunch of it, it's a fine dust that's being blown. So it's really not accumulating on your branches. If you look outside, you can see the same thing. It's more of accumulation on the ground. So hopefully it stays like this and we don't have the widespread power outages that we, hope to avoid.
Yeah, I just checked. Entergy Louisiana now has less than 400 power outages statewide. And that's amazing because we had a literal blizzard in Acadiana this morning. Now we're getting whiteout conditions moving into greater New Orleans. And the fact that we didn't have the rain first, so we don't have ice on the power lines. And like you said, we don't have a lot of limbs even under this. We're closing in on 6 inches of snow across the region. We don't have a lot of limbs coming down on power lines, thank goodness. And that's pretty miraculous that statewide we have fewer than 400 outages.
Well, I'm surprised how hard it's...
I would definitely think the number would have been higher than that. That's great.
I'm surprised by how hard it's snowing right now, because 20 minutes ago, I could see the Four Seasons. And, Dave, you're looking out the window over my shoulder.
Yeah,
you can't see the Four Seasons right now.
We're 2.5 blocks from it. You can't see the river at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I can barely make out the casino now, and we're just about a block away from Caesars. By the way, I'm told it's open.
Yeah,
that they put their own employees up in their own hotel. So we were talking about maybe going over there and getting a lucky dog after a while.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. Nothing else to eat around here. Final thoughts?
Look, take pictures, enjoy it. Again, be safe over the next 2 days. Don't let the snow fall stopping. Encourage you to venture out. Those roads are still going to be unsafe, and the conditions aren't going to get better real soon for us. It's not like we have the ability to plow and get rid of these streets and get them done. Be patient. Most of the schools are certainly closed today and most likely Thursday. Stay home. Stay warm.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We know you're busy. We get back to that gumbo.
And that rump roast.
That rump roast. What time's the invitation?
Anytime this afternoon, if you can make it here.
Start walking now, we might make it.
Start walking now, we might make it. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm. We call it a historic event. It's nothing to this guy sitting across from me, Dave Cohen, WWL news director. He's actually grew up in Chicago, right?
Yeah. There's a difference between a Yankee and a damn Yankee. Yeah. A Yankee comes to visit and goes home. I'm a damn Yankee because I left Chicago when I was 18, and I moved to the South, and I've been in New Orleans now close to 30 years. This is one of the reasons I don't live there anymore, though.
Yeah.
Is I don't want to deal with this garbage. And they have the infrastructure to support it there. Here they don't.
What was the temperature you said today?
It was my daughter just moved up there, and it was the wind chill was minus 30 at 7 a.m.
The coldest I've ever been was on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I was Miracle up Mile. There, the Miracle Mile. I was up there when we were building our radio system because it's in Schaumburg, right outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the 80s. And, of course, this knucklehead goes up there with a trench coat. And the guy that we were going to dinner the first night I was there, and he goes, what is that? I said, that's my coat. He goes, you're going to be up here for 10 days? That's like wearing toilet paper up here.
Yes.
And he's right. And we walked a block down Michigan Avenue, and I thought my bones were going to crack. I was so cold.
Yeah, when that water's coming off that frozen
and
Lake Michigan.
He said, follow me. We the went air. To, what is it, Feline's Basement, a discount place to get a wool coat. I'd never owned a wool coat in my life. And he goes, you're going to need this, and you're going to need that scarf, and you're going to need a hat, because you will not survive.
No, you would not. And the cold here is worse. I'll take 10 degrees in the Midwest before I'll take 30 degrees in New Orleans. It's just a colder, wetter. You can't, no matter how many layers you put on here, once it gets down below freezing in New Orleans, there's nothing you can do to warm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, you know, it's interesting up there, that wind that comes off the lake. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what the average lake temperature is, but it's not warm. It's cold.
No, in the summer it gets up to a balmy 68.
Right.
You know, the Gulf is 90.
Yeah.
So,
you know, so when that wind comes off, especially coming north, right straight down the Miracle Mile, it's enough to kill you.
Well, this time of year, it's probably about 33 degrees. I mean, there's actually ice, and in a lot of it's freezing over. So,
yeah.
So Entergy, again, and none of the outages, I told you there were less than 400 outages, none of them are here in southeast Louisiana. So that is the one saving grace, if there is one right now. It's that so far we have no outages here in southeast Louisiana as a result of this winter weather that's moving through. So that's encouraging for sure. The city just did tell us that the warming center they opened has filled to capacity. So the city of New Orleans is opening a second warming center now. The Treme Center at 900 North Villery, if anyone needs to get out of the cold, is available for people who need to find a warm place. That's 900 North Villery, the Treme Center, if you need a dry and warm place.
And I got to imagine those numbers are going to increase because tomorrow's going to be even colder.
Yes.
Really by as much as almost 10 degrees during parts of the day tomorrow, right?
Yes. Okay, and I do need to update. We just got 1,600 power outages in St. Charles Parish. So we have seen a big jump there, working to find out what has caused that. One of the main concerns at this point is not only the weight of snow on limbs coming down or trees coming down as a result of the weight of the snow, but anyone out there driving around and sliding into utility poles and taking out parts of the grid. But we'll find out what is going on in St. Charles Parish, where we have 1,600 outages now reported.
What? So you see the snow here. How would you describe that? I mean, it's not like snow flakes.
No, it's a really smaller crystal that is falling now, and it's very unique because it's somewhere between sleet and snow is what I would describe. Because if you haven't been out in it, when that wind is blowing and those snow particles hit you, I mean, they're solid.
Yeah,
they hurt in these big wind gusts that we're seeing now. So no, it's not the light, fluffy snow that you know movies are made of that people are kissing and dancing.
It would seem to me that if it was the bigger flake that was falling at the rate that this is falling, that the accumulation would be
even greater.
Quicker and faster.
Yeah, because for anyone who's ever gone to Colorado, for example, to go skiing, you know that the fluffier, lighter snow is what is deeper and accumulates more quickly. It's the powder that everyone wants. This is not powdery snow. And that's part of the problem, because this is a very insulating snow. And what's going to happen tonight is the ground is going to be so covered in the snow that's going to be so compacted that the radiational warming from the earth is not going to be able to affect. We're essentially inside of a ice chest now.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded on the bottom by this insulated, really tightly packed, icy snow, and then it's still falling from the sky. So the temperatures tonight, I know they're saying that the wind chills are going to be in the single digits, but now there's the threat, particularly on the North Shore, that we could see actual temperatures dip into the single digits, teens south of the lake. And that's why it's so important that everyone take those precautions to keep one faucet furthest from their water main coming into the house dripping tonight, because this is one of the hardest freezes I can remember here, and I've been here almost 30 years. You've been here longer.
It's been a long time since we had a multiple day below freezing temperatures event, right?
Yeah. And this cold. I mean, you have to, for a pipe bursting freeze, typically you have to be below 26 degrees for at least 4 hours. We're going to be well below that for far longer than that.
Yeah. And I think most everyone, the consensus is thus far is that tomorrow is going to be the real challenge, even though the sun's supposed to come out.
Yeah. And if we do briefly get above freezing, that could make it even worse, because if the snow starts melting and then refreezes overnight, Wednesday night into Thursday, then we could have a real problem. And it's kind of funny. You hear people, some of our guests have done it, too. I'm not sure anyone really knows what day it is anymore.
Yeah.
Because the days kind of run together. So we're just Tuesday now.
Yeah.
Just for the record, it's just Tuesday. And officials are saying you pretty much better get ready to sit tight until Thursday. So not tomorrow, Wednesday, can you go to work, go to school, go run your errands. But not till Thursday is what they're thinking.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. It's coming down hard out there, though. And as we said, we cannot see the four seasons from here. And once if it snows too much harder here, we're not going to be able to see the casino either, which we can just barely see an outline of it at the present time.
Yeah, kind of neat, though, to see the palm trees completely covered in the snow. It's like the commercials for the Christmas palm trees, but they're for real right now here on Poitras Street.
No doubt. We'll be right back, folks. We'll visit with Hans Gantier, Field Operations Chief of the NOPD, when we return. Stay with us.